Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Burning cotton field behold, it's a driving show. Looks like the city going country. They're selling gasoline out in the wind. Yes, the city's going country. And the only thing that's still the same is that ever-changing wind. There's a shopping center where my grandpa used to plow. He'd turn over in his grave if he'd seen them pastures now. They've cut the mountain halfway down to let the highway through. Now the sun comes up hours before the good Lord meant it to. Looks like the city's going country. They're trading cars where we brought the cattle in. Yes, the city's going country. And the only thing that's still the same is that ever-changing wind.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As Israel carries out continued strikes on Gaza, Secretary of State Marco Rubio has arrived in Tel Aviv. He'll meet today with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He told reporters while en route that he's going to discuss the impact of Israel's strike on Hamas leaders in Doha.
I'm going to get a much better understanding of what their plans are moving forward. What's happened has happened. Obviously, we were not happy about it. The president was not happy about it. Now we need to move forward and figure out what comes next.
President Trump Saturday called on NATO countries to stop buying Russian oil, saying that would help stop the war in Ukraine. He continues to hold off on imposing tougher sanctions against Russia as he's threatened. Celebration of life for Charlie Kirk will be held 1 week from today in the Arizona Cardinals Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, as the investigation into his assassination continues. And Terrence Crawford became the first boxer to ever win titles in three different divisions as he beat Canelo Alvarez in Las Vegas. This is ABC News. Nevada says 90% of statewide websites are back online following last month's cyber attack. The governor, Joe Lombardo, said,
"This kind of recovery is never easy. It requires patience, precision, and constant vigilance. But I want Nevadans to know we are making real headway, and every day brings us closer to full restoration."
He says the websites for state agency services like the DMV are fully operational. As the nation prepares to celebrate its 250th birthday, the New York Public Library is sharing rare documents related to the founding. Brent Reedy is director of the library's Mellon Research Library and says they're in possession of a Declaration of Independence draft from Thomas Jefferson.
Now, this isn't the copy that the colonies ratified on July 4th. This was Jefferson's copy that had sections of the Declaration that didn't make it into the final copy. So it's an incredibly rich and complex historical document.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Your forecast for today is calling for highs to be in the mid-80s, east winds 3 to 8, widespread morning fog becoming sunny, could see heat index close to 90. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog developing in the overnight, lows of 62, east winds of 3 to 8. Monday, look for highs in the mid-80s, mostly sunny and humid, and on Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-80s. Winds are light out of the southeast, and it's 60 degrees.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we'll enjoy some of the best in Southern gospel.
Let's get serious about this.
Our featured artist is Joseph Habedank.
So we sat down and we made a video, but with the video, they always do an album. of the same songs that are on the video, except the songs on the album are not live. They're studio recordings.
We'll enjoy songs from his album, I'm Free, songs that wrote my story.
I always sat on my bed and listened to my CD player, and these were the songs I listened to. So it's pretty cool to go back and record these and kind of put my spin on them, if you will.
It's all great gospel coming up today on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
I've got seed in the ground and I'm working on the weeds, praying for a harvest while I'm down on my knees. God will give the increase, showers all around. I'll keep on a-working, I've got seed in the ground. I've got seed in the ground and I'm working on the weeds, praying for a harvest while I'm down on my knees. God will give the increase, showers all around. I'll keep on a-working, I've got seed in the ground.
I became a sower when the Lord took over and planted His word inside. Now I'm sharing what I know everywhere I go, believing that it changes lives, yeah.
I've got seed in the ground and I'm working on the weeds, praying for a harvest while I'm down on my knees. God will give the increase, showers all around. I'll keep on a-working, I've got seed in the ground.
When the seed starts growing and the fruit starts showing, I'll thank the Lord in heaven above for the sun and the rain, sending out His grace, mercy and saving love.
I've got seed in the ground and I'm working on the weeds, praying for a harvest while I'm down on my knees. God will give the increase, showers all around. I'll keep on a-working, I've got seed in the ground. I'm working on the weeds, praying for a harvest while I'm down on my knees. God will give the increase, showers all around. I'll keep on a working, I've got seed in the ground. God will give the increase, showers all around. I'll keep on a working, bowing and a serving. I'll keep on a working, I've got seed.
Sound Street, Seed in the Ground. And welcome to the program. Our featured artist today is Joseph Habedank. By now, most people in Southern Gospel know of his story of victory over an addiction to prescription drugs. Joseph's platform has connected him with thousands of others battling the same issue. And his story of overcoming has been an inspiration to everyone that hears his music. But he wants that story to reach more people.
Well, I really needed my testimony in DVD form. I never had it. And so I went to the Gaither label. Paul Size Loves, the guy that runs Gaither label. And I said, hey, got this idea. It was the day after the Dove Awards 1 year, probably 2 or 3 years ago. I said, man, I really need my story on DVD. I really like to do it with Bill. But he called Bill, and Bill said, yeah, let's do it. So we sat down, and we made a video. But with the video, they always do an album. of the same songs that are on the video, except the songs on the album are not live. They're studio recordings. Just a lot of songs that really meant a lot to me growing up. I can still go back to my bedroom in Xenia, Ohio, and I always sat on my bed and listened to my CD player, and these were the songs I listened to. So it's pretty cool to go back and record these and kind of put my spin on them, if you will.
The project is called I'm Free, Songs That Wrote My Story.
You know, out of all the songs that I recorded on this record, there's a song called I'm Free that I grew up not necessarily singing. I think my family sang it at one time, but I didn't sing on it. It was my uncle that sang it. But it's an old Bill and Gloria song that is really simple, and everybody knows it. Says, I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of my past. I've traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. If that doesn't speak into my story, I don't know what does. And so that song just felt like not only the perfect song to record, but we named the album I'm Free, Songs That Wrote My Story. So I was really honored to get to record this. And when we started picking songs for this record, that was the first one. I was like, gotta do I'm Free. Gotta do I'm Free.
That's Joseph Abedank, and here he is with I'm Free.
So long I had searched for life's meaning, enslaved by the world and my greed. Then the door of my prison was opened.
I'm
Joseph Habedank. He's known today as a great singer and songwriter, but in the early days, he sang whatever was popular in gospel music.
I started singing. I bought a Chevy Camaro. It was 1993 Chevy Camaro. I paid cash for it, and I would drive around into West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, and I'd sing as a solo artist, and that's what I did before I joined the Perrys. And yeah, I mean, I would sing a lot of Gaither Vocal Band songs, a lot of Gold City songs, and then, you know, I'd do hymns, of course, and a lot of Southern Gospel classics, but back then I was just a cover singer, really. I just sang cover songs. So
that's Joseph Habedank, and here he is with a cover of the Imperials classic, I'm Forgiven.
Ooh, yeah. From the start, you've held a place in my heart, a place that no one else could fill. But sin kept your spirit from working in me. I couldn't look at life honestly until the day my will gave away to the truth that found in you. I never knew just how good it could be to stand in your presence totally free. Now I'm forgiven. Now I got a reason for living. Jesus keeps giving and giving, giving till my heart overflows. I'm forgiven.
Forgiven.
Now I got a reason for living. Jesus keeps giving and giving.
That's Joseph Habedank. We have much more coming up from Joseph today. In just a moment, Lauren Talley, the Irwins, and Tim Lovelace with Something to Make You Smile.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome.
Welcome back. Coming up, we'll have the newest from Lauren Talley. Right now, the Down East Boys with Ready to Leave.
Hi, we're the Down East Boys,
and you're listening to the Gospel Greats.
Some folks are building homes down here and planning ahead. So busy with their fortunes, they forgot what Jesus said about the wars and earthquakes and the fig trees budding leaves. But there's a group of people getting ready to leave. Ready to leave in the twinkling of an eye. Making investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparations, not a reason to grieve. Are you in that number getting ready to leave?
Sinner, what's the reason for your needless delay? While you're hesitating, Christ could come back any day. Well, heed the Spirit's move, make the way to Calvary, and get in that number, getting ready to leave.
Ready to leave in the twinkling of an eye, making investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparations, not a reason to grieve. Are you in that number getting ready to leave? Ready to leave in the twinkling of an eye. Making investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparations, not a reason to grieve. Are you in that number getting ready to leave? Ready to leave in the twinkling of an eye. Investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparations, not a reason to grieve. Are you in that number?
Are you in that number?
Are you in that number? Get ready.
Get ready to.
Investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparations, not a reason to grieve. Are you in that number? Get ready to leave. Ready to leave in the twinkling of an eye. Making investments in the bank up in the sky.
To leave the Down East Boys. Lauren Talley has a new song out, and she says that her struggles of life come through in her ministry to others.
Things that we go through in life, I believe, are supposed to help us become better artists and better communicators and better ministers.
That's Lauren Talley. Here she is with In the Room.
Mascara stains on the pillow. Done all that she can do. For all the begging and the praying, she's all alone in a house that's built for two. He's way too young for this guy. Stand outside room 618. The doctors don't know what to tell us. It's just a lonely, aching game of wait and see. But we're never, ever really alone.
That's Lauren Talley.
Hey, everybody. Tim Lovelace here with jokes that I hear from the road. People say that I'm indecisive, but I'm not so sure about that. Keep smiling while you're listening to Rodney Balcombe right here on the Gospel Greats.
The one and only Tim Lovelace. Thank you, Tim. Here's the latest from the Irwins. Joy's gonna come.
Sometimes life is hard. It's like the clouds rolling, and I find myself standing in the rain again. This song that I'm singing loud, fear and doubt try to drown it out, and still the morning mercy's heaven sent.
But I know my God is good, my faith is firmly stood, yeah. Shine. So while I'm waiting for a clear blue sky, I'm gonna trust that there's a cloud silver line. This storm is gonna pass, it's only temporary, no it won't last. So I keep watching, praying for daylight.
Come, the Irwins. Coming up, we'll have more with our featured artist, Joseph Habedank, when the Gospel Greats continues.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
Well, good morning to you on this Sunday morning. Had the morning coffee. Now I'm awake. And hopefully, as you are waking up, you have a great day today. The Brewers yesterday had a nice day as they defeated St. Louis 9-8 to make it 2 in a row. And looking to make it 3 today. 1:10 first pitch time this afternoon. You can hear it right over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. For the rest of the day today, though, look for some early morning fog. Otherwise, sunny, but heat index close to 90, so a bit humid. Highs of 85, east winds 3 to 8. By tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog developing in the overnight. Lows of 62. It is currently 60 degrees.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. We'll have more with Joseph Habedank in just a moment. Here's the Collingsworth family, who are currently on their Classics and Hymns Fall Tour. Great is His faithfulness.
If you have felt the dark of night, questioning what is out of sight, He is the answer. He is the light. If you have felt the weight of sin, bound by the shame that hemmed you in, He'll break the chains. He will forgive.
Yes.
is his faithfulness. That is the Collingsworth family. Our featured artist today is Joseph Habedank. He keeps a busy schedule with touring and songwriting. I asked him what he likes to do when there's nothing on the agenda.
You know, in my spare time, one of the craziest, simplest things that I love to do is sit down in my chair. And I've got a heated blanket, like an old man, and I sit in my chair and I get my heated blanket and I watch football or I watch Netflix or I watch, I love documentaries, I love learning and studying history, or I'm really fascinated by, as odd as it sounds, sociopaths, so I watch a lot of those killer shows, you know. I'm like, man, what is with these people, you know? But that's one of the simplest things. I love to just sit, because I don't get to sit and just unwind. I'm very driven, type A. I'm always going. I'm always trying to, you know, trying to be the best that I can be and trying to use my gift in the best, trying to be a good steward of what God's given me. But those moments when I get to just sit down in my chair and turn on a football game, Green Bay Packers, by the way, go Pack go, all my Wisconsin cheeseheads out there. But that's really my favorite thing to do when I'm not working.
That's Joseph Habedank, and here he is with He Came Through.
Picture Moses by the Red Sea shore. Pharaoh knows they can't run no more. Water went too deep and wide. They can't swim and they can't hide. Though he was just a man, Moses raised his hand and along came through. He heard that cry. When hope was gone, he turned the tide. You can shake your head.
That's Joseph Habedank. This is a Gaither-produced project, and you might recognize some of the background vocalists.
Kevin Williams and Matthew Holt produced this record, and one thing they wanted to do with the background vocals was to make it sound like a homecoming choir. so that I could sing him on the Gaither tour. And so he went out and got Lady Love, who's Reggie Smith's wife, Jean McDonald. Actually, Reggie Smith came in as well. And he just went and got a bunch of Gaither singers to sing BGVs and kind of made it sound like a homecoming choir. So I love that they took that approach.
That's Joseph Habedank. You'll hear some of those great harmonies from his background singers here. I lost it all to find everything.
All I could win. There was no place I hadn't been, but my heart was just so needy and so poor. Then I heard him gently say, and find my way. So I gave it up and found it all and more. I lost it
everything. That's Joseph Habedank from his project, I'm Free, the songs that wrote my story. And we'll have more of that story coming up in hour two. In just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week.
Buffalo Valley United Methodist Church, located in Ithaca, Wisconsin, invites everyone to join them for Sunday worship at 11 a.m. Each service features meaningful messages, uplifting music, and a welcoming community for all. Whether you're new to the area or seeking a place to reconnect, you'll find open hearts and open doors at Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, where faith grows and love shines.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. We'll have our Southern Gospel headlines in just a moment. Right now, the Wisnants with Never Been Another.
No other ever shed his blood to save us, then rose from the grave to live again. No other lived a life completely holy, and has the power to take away our sin. There's never been another like my Jesus. There's never been another like my Lord. He's a faithful Father, he's closer than a brother. There's never been another like my Lord.
Gave sight to a blind man, or raised a lifeless body from the grave. No other ever left his throne in heaven just to help every sinner find their way.
There's never been another like my Jesus. There's never been another like my Lord. He's a faithful Father, he's closer than a brother. There's never been another like my Lord. He's a mountain mover, he's a water walker, he's a problem solver, he's a great way maker.
There's never been another
like my Jesus. There's never been another like my Lord. He's a faithful Father, he's closer than a brother. There's never been another like my Lord. There's never been another like my Jesus. There's never been another like my Lord. He's a faithful Father, he's closer than a brother. There's never been another, never been another. There's never been another like my Lord.
That's the Wisnants. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. GFM Productions, a premier full-service production and artist development company specializing in audio recording, video, photography, and live performance production, proudly announces a strategic expansion of their leadership team in support of the role of the upcoming America 250 tour, celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States next year. Dean Hopper has been named Vice President. Kim Hopper joins GFM to enrich the creative and operational vision. Paul Meade appointed as the Chief Financial Officer. GFM Productions is anchored by Tony and Julie Griffith of the Griffith family, who have been ministering through music across the nation for years. Tony Griffith, the Executive Tour Director for the America 250 Tour, shared, "Having Dean, Kim, and Paul join our leadership team strengthens both our ministry and our mission. With the Griffith family at the heart of GFM and a tour of this magnitude on the horizon, we're building something truly historic." Many people have been praying for Cameron Edens, the tenor singer for Anthem Edition. Cameron was diagnosed with cancer several weeks ago, and surgeons removed a grapefruit-sized tumor from his abdomen. Cameron gives us details on his progress and what's next for him.
The good news is it is a curable type of cancer, so we have a pretty clear path of what to do. It's good. Just we got to get through it. Yeah. We got to get through some of the downs, and I know I said that nothing takes God by surprise. He knew exactly what was going to happen and when it was going to happen, and he knows all the things, and so I'm not worried. I'm anxious a little bit because I just don't know how my body's going to react and what all's going to happen on the journey. But I trust him to get me through it, and I know he's not walking with me. He's got me in the palm of his hand.
Amen. That's a great one.
I'm just ready to get it done so I can get back on the road all the time and get back to the people we sing to.
Cameron has started a regimen of chemotherapy, and more surgeries are ahead, but he plans to be at the National Quartet Convention. Please keep Cameron in your prayers. And the number one song in Southern Gospel comes from the Lefevre Quartet with special guest Joseph Habedank from their album Here to Stay, Troubled.
Hi, this is Mike Lefevre with the Lefevre Quartet, and you're listening to the Gospel Greats.
This world seems like it's spinning out of control, and fear will try its best to cripple your soul.
Quartet with Joseph Habedank. And we'll have more with Joseph coming up in hour two. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening. This is the Gospel Greats.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop. For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at 4PeteSake.com. That's the number 4PeteSake.com. By mail at 4Pete's Sake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4588. 4619 or at tmiller@forpetesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake Fall Funding Round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, fueling the airwaves with great music and community warmth. Call 608-524-3914 and fuel your needs.
Good morning to you. It's 60 degrees, just a few minutes away from 7 o'clock. And, well, as we're heading into this Sunday, a reminder, the Richland County Concert, or excuse me, the Richland Concert Association is hosting the Alloy Horn Quartet. And that will be a two today at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Series tickets, good through April, are priced at $50 per individual or $80 per couple. Single concert tickets are priced at $15 and free for students. And Maple Ridge Bible Church will host a hog roast today. Food will be served from 5 to 6:30, followed by a concert by Bluegrass Express beginning at 7. Completely free for all. All ages are welcome.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour two of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up in hour two, we'll continue our visit with Joseph Habedank.
Yeah, I do not cook. You all would probably not want me to cook. I don't know that I've ever tried to cook. I might be a good cook. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how many times I can say cook in this segment.
Plus, Chris Allman reminds us that there are no big I's and little U's in the service of the Lord.
We all have a story. Wherever we were, God brought us from that place.
It's all great gospel coming up in hour two of The Gospel Greats.
Signs around me every day. Evident you've gone ahead of me and made a way. Lord, I don't have to wonder if I'm down here on my own. Cause you left a trail of goodness and I don't have to walk alone. Every time I get a little glimpse of mercy, I know it's you. Every time I feel a little ray of sunshine, it's something that you do. Even in the trouble, even in the struggle, even in the valley too. When I need a friend to count on, Lord, I know it's you. The world can try to hide your love, but it can't be denied. Yeah, it's as clear to me. Summer lightning in the sky. When people try to tell me that I'm crazy to believe, well, they don't feel what I feel. They don't see what I see. Every time I get a little glimpse of mercy, I know it's you. Every time I feel a little ray of sunshine, it's something that you do. Even in the trouble, even in the struggle, even in the valley too. When I need a friend to count on, Lord, I know it's you. I know, I know. Lord, I know it's you. It's only you. Every time I need a little glimpse of mercy, I know it's you. Every time I feel a little ray of sunshine, it's something that you do. Even in the trouble, even in the struggle, even in the valley too. When I need a friend to count on,
Scotty Inman, I know it's you.